We'll see what we can do as far as trying to complete the sugya tomorrow and then be able to start Chazara, I think, on Wednesday. We may have to limit ourselves a little bit, but for now we'll try to complete the Tosfos in, and then we'll see some of the broader inyanim that are brought in by the Rush, by the Ramban, in terms of Reira and things like that. But Parsha Pshat first in the sugya. So we have the Memra Barbasi Ksaf Mahrein Kikarka, and the Gemara is part of the Shakvatari suggesting that the case is either a chalukah of ksafim and karka, that one brother took ksafim, one brother took karka, and the chiddush of Ravasi is that when the Baal Chov comes and takes away the land from the Baal Karka, or however much is for the Chov, so he has a right to get back half of that from the Baal Ksafim, to which the Gemara has one of two kashas, either pshita, haibra, hailavra, or the other way around, the adarabba, the Baal Ksafim can say that the fact that I took Ksafim and you took karka means that we understood that we're not going to come against each other. Each one has a risk, and Ksafim has a risk inherently because it could get stolen, and karka has a risk that you could, that Baal Chov could take it, and therefore part of the understanding is that you're not going to come against me. That is the reason why the Gemara rejects the first pshat in Ravasi, that it suggests within the case of chaluka of brothers. The Gemara goes on and says, so maybe the chiddush has to do with the case where they split up karka and karka, and again the Baal Chov comes to one brother and takes the entire chov from the one brother's karka, and now that brother is going to come back against the first brother to get back a portion of what was taken. So the chiddush of Ravasi is ksaf marein kekarka, that he can pay either in form of karka, but just as well in the form of ksafin. The Gemara asks on that, ha'am Ravasi chadazimna, because Ravasi weighs in on the machlokis Rav and Shmuel, and here we get a larger perspective on this issue, on this case of two brothers that split the Rusha, and according to Rav, the Shita is batla machlokis. That's more explains that Yorshim, they're considered like Yorshim, and Batla Machokas, again, just the tight words of the Gemara, and Shmuel says Viter, that we understand that they were called Kuchos, and it's Kuchos Shelo Bachrais. Rav Asi is not sure. Misafkele says the Gemara, Iki Yorshim Damu, Kuchos Damu. Hilkach Nota Revia Bakaka Revia Bemos. So, what ends up from here is that Ravasi holds what we're telling me he holds over here, he said it already. And therefore, we have to go back and say Pshat and Ravasi that he meant, in fact, the same thing as Rav Huna. What exactly does it mean? So you have two Pshatim in Rashi, Revia Bakaka, Revia Bemos. One Pshat in Rashi, the suffix of Ravasi is, on the one hand, we'll see maybe in Sunatosis, just to say it outside a little bit, Kiyarshim Dami, like Rav, in which case he's entitled to get half of what was taken. The brother that the Baal Chov took away the karka from is entitled to get back half of that, batla machlokas. Or, on the other hand, like Shmuel, who holds kilkuchos, and that means shelo b'achrayis, in which case he's entitled to anything back. And therefore he pays revia. But revia can be either b'karka or b'mos. Unlike Rav, who holds that which he gets back, according to Rav, he gets back half, but it has to be bekarka, batla machokas. According to Ravasi, there's a special svara that was in Tosis, and the basis in the Rashban and Bava Basra. He has a right to say, I'm not going to lose out, and I have to give you karka, since I could have given myself mos if he'd come against me, so therefore I can give you back mos rather than karka. That's one pshat of Rashi. Second pshat of Rashi, Revia Bakaka Revia Bemos, means in fact not or but and. He gives back half, but the half can be divided. Revia Bakaka Revia Bemos. How do you understand the Gemara Masafkele Kirav Kishmuel? So when Rashi learns it, on the one hand it's Kirav Kiyarshim Damu, in which case he has to give back the entire half with Karka, like Rav holds, Batla Machokas. Or do we say Kulukuchos Damu? But unlike Shmuel holds kulkuchos to lo b'achrayis, he holds kulkuchos b'achrayis. But of course, if it's reimbursing b'achrayis, I can give with money. So because of the shaila, I have to give back half of what was taken. But it could be that I could do it with money, the entire amount, or I can do it all with money. So the division is going to be revia bekaka, revia bemos. This is the sugya. We began to understand the part of the crux of the sugya. We seem to see two ways to understand the yisod of Rav Abatla Machlokes, which seems to again go back to also the beginning of the sugya, when we say that the brother whose karka was taken can come back against the brother who took safim. Rashi refers to the idea that ashtem mutal mefro choves avien, and the fact that the obligation to pay the chov of the father is incumbent on both brothers. Therefore, the brother that ended up paying the whole thing is really representing the brother, the other brother, who also is mechuyev to pay. And that's the basis for the claim that he has against the other brother. That's the shita, and that would seem to link into kiyorshim damo koin to Rav. The other way to learn is the way the Mukiyose presents it. It is that simply it's like a chalukah betos. Since the nature of Yerusha is that when one brother has what he has as a Yoresh, it's only valid as a Yerusha to the extent that the other brother is getting a Yerusha as well. The fact that one brother's chelik was taken away, part of it was taken away by the Balchov, means that obviously that part was not meant to be part of the Yerusha. So this brother was nearly not Yoresh the full amount that you thought he was getting. And therefore we have to redivide everything. That's the way the Mukhi Yosef learned. We noted so far that the way to read the words of the Gemara, when the Gemara had the Kasha earlier, Hai Bra Hai Labra, would be depending on which Pshat we're learning in the Sugya. According to the Pshat of Rashi, Rashi says in first, the Gemara's Kasha, Hai Bra Hai Labra, means, are you telling me that the Balak Safim is not a son that he has to pay the Chob of the father? He's as much of a son that has an obligation to pay the Chob of the father as the other brother. And therefore, of course, the payment was done on his behalf as well. And therefore, the brother who lost the karka has the right to come back against the brother of the ksafin. Because hai brav, hai labra, he's as much a brother as far as a son as far as paying the chob. That's how Rashi learns. According to the way Mukhi Yosef learns, and this I found later in the Mochambos Kimat Bar, that's the reading of the Gemara, maybe we'll get to it. Hai brav, hai labra is the other way around. Hai bra, this brother is a Yoresh. The brother that didn't get the karka taken from him is a Yoresh. And the brother that the Balchov came against is not a Yoresh. Why should he be losing out? Hai bra, you know, the Yerusha obviously is minimized because the Balchov took it away. So that means that he has to come back. But the Balchokes and so on. Okay. We're in the middle of the Tosfosin. The Tosfos discussed, the last Tosfos that we read had to do with how Bechlal, the Balchov, can take the entire amount of the Chov from one brother. Seemingly, he should have to take Ikuwi from both. To begin with, how did this story come about that he took everything from one brother? Tosfos gave the Ukimta of an Apotiki, and therefore the Apotiki gives the brother, gives the Balchov the right to take the entire amount from that which was designated for the Piron HaChov. That's what an Apotiki means. Cried yesterday, but Tosa said earlier that we say that in the case of Karka, we say that they're both Omid Besafik, and that's why you could say according to Shmuel that he's Mevater on the Achrayis. How could you say that? If it's an apotik, only one's an apotik, it means he's at more risk than the other. So I saw the Rishonim talk about it, and Achronim also, they do suggest along the lines first that we saw maybe that he didn't know there was an apotheke. I think the Russian, the Shita Mikubetza, says he didn't know. But then the answer that the Maram says, and also other Rishonim say, is that there were two apothekes. Both lands were an apotheke, which gives the Balchov the right to collect the entire amount from either one. Tosus Dibra Maschil, the Rav Amar Batra Machokas. Okay. Mashma, Dilo Matsi Lesruke Bezuzi. The Lashon of Rav would strongly suggest that the brother who the Balchov did not come to collect from has no choice but to surrender from his karka, as opposed to reimbursing the brother who the Balchov did collect from with Zuzi. Batla Machokes sounds like the division has been unraveled, and they have to now look at everything minus what was taken away, and have to redivide. So it means he has to get back karka. Frektos vos v'tema. Maishna midirav Asi. The Islay, Shiyacho Lisalko Bezuzi, Baosa Revia, Shenatal Mikoach Yerusha. Okay, what's clear, obviously, from Tosa's question is which pshat of Rashi is Tosa's going with now? Tosa's is asking, why do we see otherwise in Ravasi that you can misalik bezuzi, but also revia shenata mikoch yerusha? Ravasi has a tzad that ki yorshin damu, that was one side of Ravasi, right? Misafkele iki yorshin damu, ikil kuchos damu. And Tosis is saying, and Rav holds ki yorshin damu, and he says, but l'machokas, that there is no option of giving zuzi. And why is it different than Ravasi, who says that the osa revia shenata mikoch yerusha, you can miss out with Zuzi. So which pshat is Tosis going with? The first pshat of Rashi, obviously. Obviously. It's pointed out by the Mefarshim Mashab. It's obvious. Otherwise, to the contrary, according to the second pshat of Rashi, the tzad that ki yorshin damu is exactly like Rav. They can't miss out with Zuzi. And the reason why he has to give another quarter Bezuzi is because of the Ukuchos Biachrai. So obviously the Okasha is not Akasha. It's not. It's Okasha because of the first pshat of Rashi. Later, Tosis is going to end up saying he prefers Rashi's second pshat. Good, but that was later, the later Tosis. At this point, Tosis is holding with the first pshat of Rashi. So what's the problem? That somehow Ravasi is saying that you couldn't miss out Bezuzi even though we're talking about Yerusha. So what's going on? How come according to Rav we see otherwise and Ravasi says you could miss out Bezuzi? B'yeshlomar, Ravasi svirolei, dafilu haviyarshim, matzi l'skuke Bezuzi, mishum da amalei, because he can tell the other brother, ana l'balchov nami misalakna Bezuzi. This is again, the Mashbam in Baba Basra says this, and he maybe marich a little bit more. He says, I'm not going to lose because of you. What does Tosa say? The Svar Ravasi is that even though the Yorshim, but he has a right to tell the brother whose karka was taken, look, if he'd come, the Balchov would have come to me, so the Lokeach has the right to tell him, don't take land, I'm giving you money. What of the Chov that's owed you? I'll give you money. So you, Nebuch, you don't have money. So you had to give up the karka, but that doesn't have to come at my expense. That's the Svar. That's the way the Rashbam adds a little bit to this. Right. And now b'chav nami misalak nebezuzi. What did the Rashbam add there? The Amalei Rashbam writes, "Ana habeli zuzi, ana habeli zuzi, v'hava misalik nebezuzi, u'bishvil ani yosecha lo afsid nachalasi." Because of your not having enough money, that you couldn't be misalak the b'chav bezuzi, I'm not going to lose my inheritance. This is my inheritance from the Yerusha, so I don't want to have to lose it. The fact that you didn't have the ability to misalak the b'chav bezuzi, so you had to give up the karka. But Ravasi holds that the taina of the other brother can carry weight. So really, it's Yerusha, but he has a right to tell him when I'm giving you back, I'm going to give you back bezuzi. What does Rav hold? Rav in choshesh also svar. So Tosis says Rav. So in this nekuda, there's actually machokis, again, always in the first lashon of Rashi. So he's mesupik like Rav or like Shmuel, like Rav ki yarshin damu. So he has the right to get back half of what was given for the chov. According to Shmuel, kukuchos yorbachayis damu, he has no right to take back anything. He has no right to have, doesn't have to surrender anything. But within Rav, because of the machlok, because of the shayla of Rav Kishmuel, he gives revia. But unlike Rav, who holds that what he gives back has to be bekarka, this new svar of Ravasi, that he what he gives, he can give even bezuzi. Because of the svar. And Rav doesn't agree with this svar. The afagav de mayr shasso apot. The ketosis goes back to what he said in the previous tosis. That the case was that why did the Bachov have the right to take everything from this person, the brother that he took it from? Why didn't he have to take equally from both brothers? Tosis says, I saw a potiki. So a potiki sounds like there was no option of misalak bezuzi. What are you coming against? The brother was a taina that you didn't have money and I would have given misalak bezuzi. You can't misalak bezuzi if it's not a potiki, means that there's a right to take the land. Tosis says, not necessarily. There's two types of a potiki. Lo mayri ke'en a potiki da mekabel. the Masma Hasam de Lomatsi Misalke Bizuzi. There is an apotiki loyichel peron el mizu that makes it, it's locked in, it's got to be this, and there's no option otherwise of zuzi. There's not that. That's apotiki mefurish. Apotiki stam doesn't have that in it. Apotiki stam is just that it's miyuchad, it's designated for collection. You can collect everything from here, but the option of giving money in lieu of the karka still exists. And that's what Tosfos would be saying here. That's the case of the apotiki. Okay, so we have this interesting, you know, local machlokes between Rav and Ravas. Now let's see what Tosfos asked now. V'im Tomer. Fek Tosfos and Nukash. Now, having just said all this, that Rav and Ravas, you have this machlokes about that which the brother who didn't lose his karka has to reimburse Revia, according to Ravasi, according to Rav, the entire half, whether that which he has to reimburse has to be karka or could be zuzi. Fektosis, v'im toma, mikomakom yitein ma'os, v'yifte hakarka mibalchov. Still in all, let him give money and be able to get the karka back, to redeem the karka from the balchov. What does that mean? The kaimelon perek hamafkid. We have a psak in hamafkid, we pask in there in the third perek of Amitzia, the shuma hadra la'olam. What does that mean, shuma hadra la'olam? That means that even after land is collected for a chov, so the most obvious case is b'nei charin from the love, but as we'll see, Tos obviously assuming even by a case of a lokeach, so the land is collected for a chov by a balchov, the option still remains to retrieve the land back afterwards if the payment would be made for the chov, a special halacha. The Gemara says it's based on the rule called Basisa Yashav HaTov, that we want to, it makes sense, after all, the land was originally owned by the Lover. So the option remains, even afterwards, to pay the chov, and with that, the land goes back to where it was before. Oh, discussion about the parameters of this, did he make a new kinyan, do you have to make a new kinyan? Could be it's negeah here, maybe it's not negeah, but it's a whole shiloh, and we've shown him exactly what the mechanism is. The Ram's question is, he misalik him from the karka, it sounds like it's automatic, but the special schus that exists to retrieve the karka back. Okay, so Tosfos asks the kasha over here in our Gemara. The question is, what is Tosfos' focus in this question? What is this question directed at? Is it a kasha on Rav? Is it a kasha on Rav Asi? How did you understand the kasha of Tosfos? How does it connect to what we just said? We mentioned just now that Rav and Rav Asi have this machlokes, and that which the brother whose land was not taken is reimbursing the land, reimbursing the other brother, whether he can do so bezuzi or not. Tosfos comes and asks, Mikom makom yitein mos. So who's this, what's this kasha on? Yeah, how are you learning it? Let's see, are you?
He's asking Rav Asi about why is the brother who has to reimburse the first brother able to claim, oh, I would have given the Baal Chov money, so I don't want to have to give you, I don't want to have to give you land instead of money, because I could have given money in the first place. So in this example, you could still be giving money and reimbursing the brother.
Nice pshat. Okay, anyone have another pshat? Yeah? Ari and Benjamin, who was first? I don't know.
Question
on Rav.
Rav is saying that you have to pay karka because you have to satisfy the wants and need of the brother who wants karka, but you could pay money and you could still
get the karka back that way. Hear what Ari's saying, Benjamin? The kasha is on Rav. In other words, he'll give him money now and you'll get the karka, so you'll have the karka. You get karka that way. I'll give you back karka via the money. Now, you're both right. Why are you both right? Because it depends who you look at in understanding this kasha. But we're going to try to figure out what could be totally on. You want to get an ad?
We thought it was a question on both for Asi.
Both? Well, it can't be both.
Tosfos said, Mikol Makom, in every case, he should be able to pay money.
Mikol Makom just means it's still a question, but it has to be, it can't be both. I mean, it can't be, I mean, how can it be both? There's a machok, is it? Rav and Rav Asi, about what he can do. So let's, who says which way? Who says like Ari's Pshat?
Rabbeinu
Peretz. Let's go Rabbeinu Peretz's Russian, how he learns it. Mavur from his words that the kasha was on Rav. Lashon Rabbeinu Peretz. He starts, Revia Bemos, Perish, Mishim, the Amalek, Bachov, Nami, having Salak, the Bezuzi, Imhayaba Litrof, Mimeni, Ukmoken, Hayachal, Sluke, Bezuzi. That's the way he puts it. And the Taina of the other brother is, I would have given him money if he would have come to me, so you should have done the same. No, your Nebuch couldn't do it. That's not my problem, right? Then he asks the kasha from the apotheke and he gives the teretz. It's not that kind of apotheke, so the option existed. In fact, the Rebbeinu parrots right after that. The imtomar umayafsid the meshe yitin lo mos. Ba'lo ba'osim mos she yitin lo yelachu b'yifta akarka kinegdo miyada b'chov da'akayim alon d'shumad ro'l olam. So what is he asking? Umayafsid b'meshe yitin lo mos. Mayafsid meaning who's he talking to? Mayafsid, what's the other brother going to lose out? He'll have the money, and the money will help him to. So if he would have had the money, he would have been able to save the Bachov from coming against him to take the karka. No, now he get the money from the other brother. He'll do the same thing. He'll get the karka right back. So the kasha is on Rav, and that would be one way to read our Tosas. Right, Tosas says, "Mikol makom." You know, he said before. It's mamish what he just said. Kemat v'Rav in choshes lo'osa svar. Rav isn't concerned with the svara. So therefore, Rav is going to hold his own and say, "You got to give me karka." Mikol makom, yitin mos. V'yifta karka. See, he's giving the money. He'll get his karka. So, like, what's the big deal? Yitin mos, v'yifta karka. That's the kasha. Again, let's read the teretz now, just to work out the teretz. The Yishloma de Nafgamina Hecha de Zavna O Orta the Amasam de Lo Hadva. Tosis is quoting the Gemara there in the Sugi of Shuma Hadra Lo Olam Amid Hein Bamitzia there. The Gemara says, what if the Balchov, after taking the land, he sold it to someone else, or he gave it as a Matana, the Gemara says, another possibility, or Yizmorish it. So now the person who now got it from the Balchov is clearly intending to have land that should remain land, not to have it taken away. It's only when it's still b'shus of the Balchov himself. So he took it, the Torah's priyas chov, so then as long as the chov is paid and he gets the money afterwards, so Vayisus Yashavat Tov demands that he surrender the land, because ultimately what he was after was the money anyway. But if now that he has the land, he passes it on, b'yirusha, b'matana, b'mechira, so now that person should be able to hold on to it, and there's no din shum mahadra. So Tos says, dinafkamina would have to be in a case like that. So this is one way of reading the kasha. As mashma, the Reino Peretz is going that way, that my yafsid b'meshi yitin lamos. So what's the deal? Why is Rav making such a fuss that he has to give karka? But machokes, he'll give money, he'll have the karka anyway. The other pshat, the one that Ari learned, is mevor where? In Rabbeinu, Tamad Rabbeinu Tam. Tamad Rabbeinu Tam, when he asks his kasha, it's clear he's asking on Ravasi. Ravasi Omar, Noto Vibakaka Vibamos, and he brings the Pshat of Rashi, the first Pshat of Rashi, Oravir Bamos, and he explains the Svara that why he can choose to misalik the Revia Bamos, Im Yirtzeh, the Omar Anad Misalikna Lebalcho Bamos, Mechelki, Ubishvil, Shalo, Hayulachamos, any Rotzalatsi, Alderach the Rashbam, Lo Afsid Nachalasi, any Rotzalats Nachalasi, because of your poverty. I would have given the Balchov money, I give you money. I'm not losing out because you didn't have money to give the Balchov. Mipi Rebbe. V'chein pirish v'bein Shmuel, that's the Rashbam in Bava Basra. U'betosfos hikshal pirish zeh. Okay, in Tosfos he asked on this pshat that we just gave Pshat and Ravasi, Lema leheich. Let who? The other one say to him, meaning the brother who lost the karaka should say, I'm not accepting the money from you. Adayin tesalkenu. Ten lo maos v'hu yachzeloch karaka. Now, what is your taina that you want to justify giving me money? What's your defense that you want to give me money and not karaka? The fact that you could have been misalg de bachob maos and I couldn't, and I didn't. No, you could still do it. you could still do it. The Kaiman Shuma Hadrul Olam. Then he gives various Tirutzim, including what Tosa says, and he says in other Teretz, it's got to be all the same. You can't do Shuma Hadra and, you know, partly one thing and only a part of it. Say that. But what is his Kasha? The Kasha is not on Rav. That he should be able to give most, even according to Rav. Rather, the Kasha is that Ravasi doesn't make sense. That what's his whole reason he wants to be able to give most? Because I could have misag bedamim and you didn't. No, so you could still do it. So as far as I'm concerned, what you owe me is karka. You can't use the svar that I would misag b'chol with money and therefore you can do it to me. No, that's because what's the svar that you're saying that? Because you lost out because of me. You didn't lose out. You do it now. So I understand. So we have two ways to learn the Kasha. Why is it that Rabbeinu Peretz learns it this way, the Kasha and Rav? And why is Rabbeinu Tamar Ben Tam learning it the other way? The Kasha is on Ravasi. What could be the Sharashim here, on roots? What could underlie this question? Whether it should be a Kasha on Rav, or maybe a Kasha could only be on Ravasi. Yam, you going to ask something?
Yeah, I'm going to wouldn't he be getting a different karka if he pays the
karka that was taken, the stomach, anyone he's poga, the karka that was taken.
No, wouldn't he be paying back his brother his land, and then he has to go get his brother's land that was taken away?
If he goes to the Balchov directly, so what would the Balchov give back?
You get the land. So
the land that the Balchov collected from the other brother,
and then he would go to the brother.
Yeah, could be. Could be. Or, you know, I guess you're going to say the brother is fine with the other land, and somebody could take other land also. But meanwhile, he has no taina. He has no, I mean, what the brother will want, I don't know. But he has no taina that I could have been sabi, so he could still do it. So I think this could be very much depending on, what are you going to say?
Yeah, it's like you saw the Rashbam that maybe you're supposed to make a middle ground between Rav and Shmuel, so instead of making Rav potentially have to fix himself.
For why? But what could be? Let's put it in these terms. What could be a reason why it's why, you know, why couldn't Rabbeinu Tam Dor Etam learn? What did, why might he not want to learn pshat that the kasha is on Rav? The pasha. I mean, let's try that way. Like let's assume. Yeah, Rav says he has to. Can't be b'mos. Why not? You're getting karka. I'm giving you b'mos. You're getting your karka with. I'm giving you the money. You go to the Bachov and collect your karka back. So, like, what do you have to get? You know, why can't I just give you the money? Shuma Hadra. So, why isn't that a valid question?
I feel like the Amuka Yosef that one ach can't get karka without the other one.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense for you to give money and work it out that way. You have to resource the karka.
So let's say it's sharper, maybe. But you're saying you're right. Mamish in the right the halach. This could very much depend on the shayla and what's going on in the sugya, in the basis for why the brother who gave up the karka can come back against the other brother. The pshat of Rashi that we used is al shneim lefrochov asaviyam. So the payment to the balchov was really a presenting the other brother too. So in effect, the brother who lost the karka is coming with a tviya, with a claim against the other brother. You have to. I paid on your behalf. I'm getting reimbursed. So it's a new claim. It's a new claim that I have. Give me back half, or in this case, a quarter, because of a suffix of Rav and Shmuel, of what was paid the Bachov. Lokan, according to the Muki Yosef, it's not a new claim. According to Muki Yosef, Pshat and Rav, Batul Machokas, means that to the extent that part of that Yerusha, that land that was in the hands of this brother, went to the Bachov, obviously that was not meant for the Yerusha. So now, the other brother is mela, not entitled to that entire piece of land, because that piece of land is not shoved to the smaller piece of land of the other brother. Something's wrong in the chalukah. It's uneven. You're only entitled to what you have to the extent that all the other ones have proportionate land to what you have. And since some of this is now no longer part of the Yerusha, you see, you're going to the Balchov. So, Lemaisa. Now comes to the question. Brother who didn't give up the karka wants to say, I'm not going to give you karka. I want to give you money. You go and get karka. So where does it make sense to ask such a kasha? Meaning the kasha according to Rav. Where does it make sense? If the brother is coming with a claim, you owe me back. I paid for you. I get reimbursed. So why should I get reimbursed karka? No, you get reimbursed karka. Here's money. Go get karka. So it's the same thing. But if you go like the Nimuki Yosef, and this is my sahab Hamid Rabbeinu Tam learns, as we saw in the other point about the question of chazaka, the way he explained, we quoted yesterday, we'll get to again in a minute, that the pshat is there's no muhsik, but the machokas, this is not, it's not your land. Your status on the land is only valid to the extent that there's another partner that's getting the other part, the other yorish. So what am I saying? Well, here's money, and you'll get karka. It's my business. You do it. I'm a choyev to go and get that karka. The Yerusha is betos. Chalukah betos. Chalukah betos. Right now we have to redivide. I'm getting karka. I need to get karka back. The land that we have to divide is not what we thought. The land that we divide is everything minus what went to the Baal Chov. So Mamela, I have as much of a claim on the rest. It's not like you owe me and now you want to pay me in karka by giving me money. No. Why do I have to go get that karka? The karka can be retrieved, yes. But you can give me money and make me the one to go get it? Why me more than you? Elamai, the kasha is a different kasha. Ravasi holds that he can give money because his taina is, why do I give money? I can give money because I would have given money. And you didn't have money, I'm not losing count of you. I'm not losing my nachla. You're not losing your nachla anyway. Give him the money now. It's from kasha. But to ask on Rav wouldn't be a kasha, according to the Nimuki Yosef. Because if it's mamish chaluka betos, they're like, what do you think? Give me the money and I should go get back a karka. It's chaluka betos. We have to redivide. I'm entitled to karka now. According to Rashi, however, and if Tosis goes therefore derech Rashi, we understand the kasha to be, you know, parents would seem to be saying, Mikol Malkum, Rav is saying that you cannot misal bezuzi. Why not? I have a claim against him and he should pay karka. He's giving karka, I'll give you money, you'll get the karka. So only according to Rashi's reading of the Gemara could the kasha be on Rav. According to the Muki Yosef, the kasha wouldn't be on Rav. The kasha would only be on Ravas. Maybe that could be a way of understanding why kasha is one way versus the other. Questions? Both of you hear the cheshbon. It could be. And it works out nicely with Rabbi Notam. Tam Rabbi Notam, who we'll soon see again, because he, Dafka, holds that the chazaka is not a chazaka. Lemaisa, it's, you know, it was, as we said, Alderach the Nemuki Yosef. Okay, weiter. Yeah.
In the beginning of Tosfos, the Svara that he says within Rav Asi that the brother could claim, I'll be Messiah the Baal Chov with Zuz, so too I'll pay you, the brother, back with Zuz. Isn't that only going within Rashi that the payment back to the brother is like his payment to the Baal Chov? But if it's within the Nimuki Yosef, then it's giving back, he's redoing the Chalukah, then how could you have a claim that I could have paid the Baal Chov something? The Baal Chov is no Shaifas to the new Chalukah.
You mean Rav Asi?
Yeah.
How do you understand? Shat l'chal and ravasi. No, it's a new svara. You're right. I mean, you know, it's batul chalukah, but batul chalukah because of the bachov coming against you and you didn't have the money to give him. So therefore, it's like apparently that svara carries enough weight, maybe by itself. If it were not for shuma hadula olam, Tosis gives a teretz that he can't retrieve it anymore, right? Nafkamina Tosis gives. He passed it on to someone else. So the svara could still be a svar. I don't want to lose that on your chesh, but you're saying the whole svar itself is better on coin to Rashi more than the Muki Yosef. The whole svar to begin with. It's much harder to hit a svar according to the Muki Yosef, that he could, if it's a chalukah betos, then he should merely have to give karka. He shouldn't be able to, he shouldn't hear a Vasi svar at all. That's what you're asking. Forget alone the kasha shumahad, but just by itself. It's a taina. Anyone that respond to it? In other words, he's saying that even the very, forget about the kasha of Shumahadra, just the very svara that I quoted Misak Bezuzi is a better, more sound svara within the Shita Rashi, that it's a claim against him, as opposed to saying that it, that this part was not part of the Chalukah. It's not part of the Chalukah. So then obviously he has, why should he have the option of Bezuzi at all? But the Pashta says that Muki Yosef's Pshat can also lend itself to the Pshat of O, Vibimo. So you have to somehow work it in. Not that you're connecting, the, you know, you're tying the Muki Yosef to the other Pshat of Rashi. I don't think so. Questions? We'll have to see. I mean, some of this will talk about Nogea. The more that we're going to have to look more carefully, again, after the sugya itself, that we'll read the Tosfos and to come back and understand Yorshim, Lekuchos, how literally should we take all of this? You know, the big pshayla that's going to hover over the sugya after everything is said and done here is, are we really talking Yorshim in every way? Are we talking Lekuchos in every way? I mean, there are dinim that clearly are flowing from this. Our din is dinim mamonis, Rav. And whether he gives back, Kuchus Bech Reis doesn't give back. Maxim says that the Yovel is an Afkamina that's brought also. But it was when we start talking about Breira issues, and Yorshim Dami is Breira, and Kuchus Dami is La Breira, so things are not going to line up so well. Because the Gemara Mefurish, the Paskins of Nachman, Paskins and Kedushin and Beis, like the Shita of Rab, the Gemara says in Baba Basa, Locha Karav, that Batra Machokes, but the Gemara in Beitza says that Bidaraisa Yesh Breira, I mean, Ein Breira, opposite. So, again, there are going to be different ways to reinterpret Lekuchos, maybe doesn't mean Mamish Lekuchos, but they are Semi Yorshim, or Yorshim doesn't mean Mamish Yorshim, there are different ways to formulate it. Could be that could also be relevant to this. Alec, yeah, question.
I was just going to ask, according to Talmud Rebbe, how does he read the words?
Well, I mean, the words of Tosis, you're saying more mashma than Rabbeinu Peretz. Mikol makom yitin mos. You're right. Could be, I would agree with you. The lashon of Tosis, mikol makom yitin mos v'yifta hakarka mibachol. What does it sound like? Mikol makom yitin mos v'yifta hakarka. What does it sound more like? The pshat, the words of Tosis. I think you're Rabbeinu Peretz this way. Ari, you know, you don't agree? Mikol makom yitin mos v'yifta hakarka mibachol. The lashon of Tosis is, sounds like he's going within Rav. No, Yitin Mos Yifta Karka means to ask how could Rav Asi have such a taina? He didn't even elaborate on that taina so much, and that goes back on earlier. Much Lusukim Shem Da'amalei Nabachav Nabatag Mezuzi. Okay, maybe Kol Makom Yitin Mos Yifta Karka. You could fetch it into Rav Asi too, but maybe more mashma that is going on Rav. No, it's going on what not what he just said preceding this. But Avin Choshesh is going back on what he said earlier. Rav Asi Svirale. Okay, but you think it's more mashma than it could be, but you could understand the kasha differently. Okay, kiryarshim havu. This is shitas rav. The Gemara explains kiryarshim havu. See, there's another diuk in the lashon again. Yarshim havu. What do we have in our Gemara? Kiryarshim. Yorshim Havu, actually it says Yorshim Havu in Rav. Yeah, interesting. But later Gemara says, Ike Yorshim Damu, Kuchos Damu. Okay, so, again, the Ike Kuchos Be'achrayis Havu, that was, maybe Tosis is saying, maybe the Shita of Rav, that he has to pay back, is because of a Kuchos, but unlike Shmuel, who says a Shalom Be'achrayis, maybe a Rav holds his Be'achrayis. But that can't be. And my Batra Machok is Hisham Lamos. So there is a tzad, again, maybe for tomorrow. You have to look at the Rosh here, the Rosh in Bava Basra. They don't necessarily go exactly the same way, but they're both dealing with similar issues. According to Rav, it sounds like you can't be given money. So it must be that it's not Kuchos Be'achrayis. Were it to be Kuchos Be'achrayis, he could give back money. And Rav says, Batul Machlokes, he can't give back money. So he has to be Yorshim, not Kuchos Be'achrayis. Rav Asi Misafkale. So the Gemara says Rav Asi is not sure if. Here the lashon is Iki Yarshim Damu, Ikil Kuchos Damu. The lesson Rishon Perish Akuntris, first Shana Rashi, Shenoto Chelko Bekarka Obimos. Mishum de Mesafkale, Ike Yarshan Havu, here he says the lesson Havu, Ike Kukos Duobach Rayas Havu. This is the Pshat and Rashi that Rashi started with. So that's why it means you pay your via, but it could be either Bekarka or Bemos. But the suffix is like Rav Yarshan, except with the difference that he can give money, or Kilkuchos, exactly like Shmuel holds Shalom Bechreis. The Kasha, Minole La Gemara, Shemesafka Le Ravasi Krab Yarshan. Who says that part of Ravashi's suffix has to do with Rav at all? Maybe it's all kuchos, but the shaila is what level, whether achrayis or no achrayis. Dilma pshitale, the rav ki yarshim ninu. That's for sure not a part of the equation. That's not possible. Ela misafkele iavi ki kuchos biachrayis o ki kuchos jelo biachrayis. Kach nira ki loshan achron. Tosis, because of his kasha, prefers Rashi's second shot. What is Tosis asking? Maybe the suffix of Ravasi, maybe Ravasi's statement, Nota Ravia Bekaka Ravia Bemos, is not based on maybe Yorshin, maybe Lukuchus Duo Bachrais. Rather, what is the suffix? Maybe Lukuchus Bachrais, maybe Lukuchus Duo Bachrais. So therefore, if it's Lukuchus Bachrais, he owes half, right? If it's Shlomo Bachrayis, that's his share. Shlomo Bachrayis, he owes nothing. So because he doesn't know whether it's Bachrayis or Bachrayis, he has to pay how much? A revia. And that revia can be O Bekesef O Bemos. That's Tosfos Kash. Ha'aris? Anybody? Yeah?
The Lashon Achron, if that's the only, that's paying the full half.
Right, so then he says the other pshat, no problem. Then Revia Bekarka plus Revia Bemos, and that works well. And what would be the suffix there? So Tos doesn't spell it out, but Rashi did. Rashi said the suffix was, do we say Yarshim, or do we say Lukuchos Biachrais? And then we understand Revia and Revia. But why did Tosus dismiss Rashi's first pshat? Because why do we have to? What told the Gemara that the pshat of Ravasi, Revia Bekaka or Revia Bemos, is because of the suffix of Yorshim or Kuchos? Maybe the two studim of the suffix are Kuchos Biachrais, not like Shmuel, or Kuchos Yor Bachrais, like Shmuel. So therefore, pay Revia, and the Revia could be O Bekaka or Bemos. Yeah.
Well, we touched upon this yesterday because maybe if it would be. Definitely be a case of Lukuchos, and it would just be whether or not it's Bechreis, and you definitely would have to pay money, you wouldn't have an option.
Oh, so very good Ha'aretz. See, there's really two things to think about. Before you Ha'aretz, anyone else? Anything else? Yeah?
And the point that the Rashbam made was...
Oh, the Rashbam said, why the Rashbam not like...
Because whenever you have two Amorim, and then a third Amor, you need to...
Right, so that's another taina. So let's do that first, and then we'll come to this. In other words, this Kasha would mean that the Mesafgalei is not a Mesafgalei that taking a little bit of Rav and a little bit of Shmuel. It's two different, two tzadim are not Rav and Shmuel. It's Shmuel, the way he said it, or a variation of Shmuel, that Lukuchos Biachrais. And usually, as Rashbam said, when you have a situation of a Kasav Ashrishi, a third Amora, a third Tana, that misafkalates because a little like this, a little bit like this. You know, a little bit of both. So, the first Pshat of Ashi has that. Yarshim, like Rav, okay, with one little nekuda that he differentiates from Rav, or Shmuel. The second pshat of Rashi, the Rashbam didn't like for that reason, because now you're telling me that it's the tzad of Kuchos is not Shmuel at all. So it's nothing of Shmuel. It's Kerav or Kuchos Bechreis. No, the same time the Rashbam had on the second pshat of Rashi would certainly be on what Tosis is asking. Tosis apparently didn't have this problem. Tosis felt, yeah, Misafkale could have put in any tzadim you want in the mix. So Misafkale, so who says Misafkale is Yarshim versus Lukuchos? Maybe it's Lukuchos Bechreis versus Shulo Bechreis. Okay, that's that Nekudas. Obviously Tosis didn't have that issue. Tosis says the same thing, by the way, in Baba Basra, the same kasha and the same point. Kach nira kipir sheni shebekuntris. But Ari's Taina, let's think about this question. Revia Bakaka or Revia Bimos? I want to hold this question maybe for tomorrow more, but just hear the question. Why does he have a choice? Why does he have a choice? According to Rashi, the first pshat of Rashi, why is it Revia Bakaka or Revia Bimos? Because that which you have to pay, Kiyarshim, he has a svara to differ from Rav, that he has a right to say, I would have given Mos, and therefore I'm going to be able to give you Mos. I would have given Bachov Mos. Okay. But now, according to Tosis, the suffix is not Yarshim. The suffix is Lukuchos Beachreis or Shoal Beachreis. So what do I owe you? If I owe you Achreis, what should I pay? Typically, in the case of a mocher, has to give back money for a mecher. What does he give back? Money. That was the issue that we had an earlier Tosis in on the Amud. Rabbeinu Tam says gimudinim, right? So typically, the achi of achrayis requires the mocher to pay what? To pay kesef. So why, according to Tosis's question, why would it be a choice, Revia Bakaka or Revia Bimos? It should have to be Mos. What could it be Karka? But okay, what could you answer?
I already mentioned yesterday that Rashi says Yochum Sako, right? Mos. So it means not necessarily that he has to pay Mos.
Right, but here he's saying he has a choice. It could be Karka, it could be Mos. What could it be Karka? If it's basically keach beach, if you don't know if you're beach rice, not beach rice. If it's beach rice, so that which you have to pay is based on chivach rice. So your land was taken away. What should I have to pay you? Normally, a chivach rice requires the mocher to pay money. But obviously, this is different. Why is it different?
I mean, it's a chrayis to replenish each other's yerusha.
So now you're already getting into interesting territory. The achrayis is to replenish the Yerusha. But we're going to Lukuchas, not Yerusha. But maybe you're not so wrong. Even if we use the word Lukuchas, are we totally ignoring the Yerusha component here? Lukuchas. What was the purchase? That you got your Yerusha and I got this Yerusha. What was the purchase? It was money? The kuchos is to allow that Breira is not going to solve for us to give you this and me this because for all we know it's the other way around or whatever. So there's somehow a buyout. But the buyout allows each side to have their Yerusha and without the other side having a leverage or any hand in it. So we're not totally divorcing ourselves from Yorshim even if we say kuchos. If you don't want to say it as sharply as I'm saying it, just say, okay, what do I have to be machzir in achrayis? What do I have to give you back? The mea mekach, what you paid. How did he pay? What did he pay? What did he pay? He paid karka. In other words, he gave up his stake on the other land, and I got this land. So to the extent that there's any kind of mea mekach to speak of here, it's not money. So therefore, the Reviv Bakaka, Reviv Mos, makes sense. It could be money, but it could be Karak. Okay, that's what Tosis was asking. Therefore, Tosis doesn't like the first Pshat of Rashi. Therefore, because Misafkali could be that, so Tosis says, let's go to the second Pshat of Rashi. Hilkach. This little Tosis has a lot of ink spilled on it. This little bottom Tosis here. Hilkach. Notel Revia Bakaka, Revia Bimos. Nope. Delo shayich bei hamotzi mechaveiro olav haraya. So much ambiguity here. What is Tosis speaking about? First lashon of Rashi, which is what he earlier was working with when he discussed in the earlier Tosis that we dealt with, Rav Omar. Is it the second pshat of Rashi that he just ended up saying kach nira ki lashon acharon? What is his question and what is his statement and what is he trying to say with it? There's an implicit question here. On the din that Ravasi states, Hilkoch noto via bakar via bemos, what happened to Motzim Echaber Lov Arayah? So it says answers. I mean, what was the question and what's the answer? Which pshat is it? I mean, I want to hear from you. What did you learn? How did you learn the pshat? What's it going on? Yeah? What could it be going on? Let's see.
The first lashon of Rashi.
Okay, so let's suggest the first pshat of Rashi, which is odd in a way, because a minute before we just said kach nir kosh nachron, good, but he's still accommodating Rashi's first pshat. So let's suggest that we're going with first pshat of Rashi. So according to Rashi, what's the Yisod of Avasi? That we have the din of Yachloku. In effect, we're saying that we don't know if you'll owe anything, because perhaps Kilukuchos to Obachreis Havu, but perhaps you owe half of what was taken, because Kiyarshin Dom like Rav. So what do we say? You owe Revia. What do you owe Revia? You should owe zero. Why? Why should you owe zero? Because you're the Muchzik. Okay, so at least we have a pshat in the kasha. So you're going to have to say Tosis is going on the first pshat of Rashi, even though, again, he just finished saying Nira Kulash and Achron, but he's going on Tosis, Rashi's first pshat. And he's bothered by the question, why do we say Yachloku? He says, Dugo Shech, but all right. Why not? Why not, Alec? Yeah, why not?
Is a something within the case itself.
It's a suffix in din. Okay, so you got that svar from somewhere, Mistama. Okay, so it's a suffix in din, there's no much of a right, only a suffix in the case. Is that really true though? A suffix in din doesn't have much of a right, it's associated with it. You have to build a case for that. Suffix is a suffix. No, so if a muchzik wins. Yeah, Harry?
You may see in a Rishon one of my reports of Tamei or Tamei Rabbeinu Tam that's not, he's not considered Muchzik now.
So now Tamei Rabbeinu Tam did address this question also. We spoke out yesterday. V'nira de mishim hachi amin and hacha mamun abu safik chokin v'ein anu omar v'vraya de'ein kan echad shayim Muchzik b'mamun d'hai de'isri chati karka l'choshim Muchzik b'mamun. That which he's sitting on the karka that wasn't taken is not making him a muchzik. The kevan the ihavi yorsh and batra machokes umetchila loisach eskasu chazaka. Ella ben shneim haya osa karka muchzik v'amid lecholik v'achatzi achiru shabachov. In other words, he's basically saying the pshat and the sugya like which approach, like the nemuki Yosef, that what went to the balchov was never meant to be for the yerusha. In which case, you're not entitled to that which you're on the karka, whatever part of karka you're on. That's connected. What was taken by the Bachol from the other brother is not your legal entitlement, and therefore you never were muchzik. So he's using the word of the Muki Yosef of the Batra Machokes to pull out the rug under whatever chazaka you might have. It's not a real chazaka. Yeah, could that possibly be what Tosis means? Well, if you learn that way, then you're obviously going to have to assume Tosis learns al derech the Muki Yosef. The way we thought from the earlier Tosis maybe was mashma that the kasha was on Rav, so it won't stem with what we said before. If you want to work in Tosis that holds like Rashi's approach, Rashi l'chora would not have this svara. According to Rashi, batel machokas doesn't mean that we unravel the chalukah. It just means that you paid for me, I paid for you rather, and therefore I can come back and get back from you. So that's not going to work with the svara. And again, it's also very, very cryptic in Tosis. Tosis means all of this. This is quite a mouthful, no? To say, no? So to put that into the words, to a shaykh, they are much, I mean, it's a beautiful svara, no? Don't get me wrong. And it works beautifully with Muki Yosef, and we understand it. But do you think that's what Tosis had in mind? To lo shaykh, bay, amot ve'raya. All because of the fact that lo yisach haskos ha'chazok, it's a lot to put into Tosis. So number one, it won't stim if you want to learn Tosis aderech Rashi, and number two, it's very susum in the words of Tosis. Yeah.
When you first learned the second lashon of Rashi, which Tosis is going within, you thought that
Now you want to go and say Tosis is going like the second lashon of Rashi.
Which is what you said, yeah.
Which is kach nigo. Okay, so now, okay, let's go with it. Put everything on the table. Okay, so now we want to say Tosis' discussion is about the second lashon of Rashi.
Yeah, so
what does it mean, v'bakak v'bimos? That you have to pay both a Revi'a B'Karka and a Revi'a B'Mos. Why? Because you're Mesupik if
he has to pay karka.
You're Yorshim, in which case you have to pay Karka. Or they are Lukuchos, B'achrayis, in which case he can pay the entire half with money. And now, therefore, misafik, you give via b'kavilus. And what would be the kasha now? Hamotzimech me'elav araya should entitle him to what?
To keep
the karka and pay the whole thing with money.
Yeah.
And that Tosfos responds, lo shayach be hamotzimech
me'elav araya. It's not a question of muchzak or whatever. It's like a question in... like a din that's not related to who's holding on to the money. Like he's paying the money.
Seems
anyways.
The issue is not about who's keeping what, it's about the mode of payment. So that, something like that, doesn't lend itself to mitzvah b'raya. To say keep the karka and pay all money, that's not, doesn't lend itself. You have to pay regardless. The way you pay doesn't, that's a possible pshat that was suggested by who? By the Pnei Yeshua. You know that? Pnei Yeshua said like that. There's a lot of possibilities here. The Maram, let's go. Okay, me here, anyone else? And then we'll see some of the Achronim, what they said. But anyone else has a pshat? So Ari has a pshat. We'll see the Pnei Yeshua said that at the end of the piece. He has all the other pshatim as well. He said something that Alex said along your lines. The Maharam says something everybody doesn't understand what he means. The Maharam says, the Roshayim is a Raya. Mishum de ein hasafik machmas tanoseim ela machmas atzmo. What does that mean? So he means the following, that there's a rule called Dvara de Mamona. That's a svara that Sumchus speaks about when he says Mamna Mudasavik Chokin is only by Dvara de Mamona. And what does that mean, Dvara de Mamona? So there's also different Perushim, Rashi, Tosas. Tosas learns below tanoseim yasafik lebezdin. In other words, let's say later in Baba Kama, if there's an ox that gores a para, such as a parvnimsa uva bitsida, and you find that the calf was stillborn on the side, you don't know if it was a result of the goring, or it would have anyway been that way, so therefore he pays revia nezek, chati nezek for a tam, but since it's not clear that the shor was responsible for this death of the uber, so therefore shita sumchis is chokin. So the Gemara gives that that's one example, that's Dvar de Mamona. It means to say, you look at the story, and there's inherently a suffix. When did it happen? When did the miscarriage occur? That's below Tanaseim. On the other hand, you have cases where, you know, you have two claimants in Beis Din, you see a talis, you wouldn't assume that there's a suffix whose talis it is. Because each one claims, takes a claim to it. Kula Shali. Cases involve the validinim, that's called with Tanaseim. So the din of Yachloku of Shnei Mosim Betalus is not based on Sumchas. Unless you say Torah, that somehow does work into Sumchas. But the Gemara says, I'm based on Beis Mamitsia. That's the Gemara's words there. Ema da Amma Sumchas. But it's Ika Dra de Mamona. Avhechet Lecha de Mamona, lo. So that's Tosus Pshat. Dra de Mamona has to do with below Tanaseim Yasafik Lebezdin. So what does he mean here? So what is Maram apparently trying to say? Ein asafik machmas tanaseh machmas atzmo. So in effect he's saying that Tosis is trying to say that it works to say yachloku according to Sumchus. It fits Dvar de Mamona. But the Chachamim hold, even by Dvar de Mamona, the Chachamim hold what? So what does Tosfos do? He basically fits into Sumchus without telling us. Who seems to be saying we go like Sumchus? Who seems to be learning that way? Rashi, the Rashbam. But Pashtus, we hold Tosfos says in various places, we don't hold like Sumchus lahalacha. So that's the problem with that. They all ask on the Maram's Pshat. Pnei Yeshua, among others, And if he means to say that Ravasi holds like Sumchis, he should have said something. I mean, it's a way of saying that we all, this fits Sumchus's profile for saying Chmon Mutzavik Chokin. Vanir Lechora, becoming as Tosfos. Dafil chacham in modu to amin amatzev raya. Why? Because of what you brought. Kim da habi sfeika de dina. Ve'ena safek yochel is bar le'olam. What raya can you bring to this issue? It's a shayla of whether yigarshim dami, kukuchel is dami. It's not like you could bring rice. Sfeika de dina. So sfeika de dina, you don't say the muchzik wins. No, avagamza leisa. Fiaskomas haposkim de choshemishbat chasmin chatei b'shulchan aruch. Afil b'sfeika de dina we say amatzev raya. Based on the Rosh and Baba Basra. The Gemara, in third parak, he'll say, the Rabbi Ba'ara, it has to do with Machokish HaMarayim there, by Shtar HaZaifa, and we say, Hamotz Be'Varaya. So you see that with Machriya, a suffix in Din, based on Mukhlik. So that Svar doesn't work either. And he has another Raya to that, that we say Mukhlik even by Svika Dedina. The Odef Shul HaFarish, this is what Ari wanted to say, and the changing, shifting gears completely. That Tosfos Kosvu came Lefimash in his Bayer Besamuch, the Iker Kelashin Sheni Shel Rashi. No, the Im came to quite a second Lashin of Rashi. What's at stake here? You're going to pay the full half. But of that half, it's going to be via Bekaka and via Bemos. It says, Eina Safik Ela Be'ez Inin Ya Piron, Im Bekaka, Im Bemos. The Efsher, no, not like this is a Sfara Mochrachas, but Efsher, the Bekai Gavna Lo Sheikh Motzamech Be'el of Araya. It was instead of saying that, we say, oh, split the difference. You know, should you pay kaka most? Okay, you pay half of that half in kaka, half in most. Oh, but then he says at the very end, Acha ze matzasi bazeh lashon betosus perkamoches habay. So here's something interesting. This is not the only place in Shas that Tosus relates to our sugya with this question. Shail is if all the Tosin are saying the same thing. This Tosus, of course, is very, very vague. Shail is, can we use the idea of Divrei Torah Nihim Makom Echad Shehi Makom Acher and maybe try to work into this Tosus? Matzasi, Bezeh Lashon Tosus, Perek HaMoches HaBayis. So Pneisha wasn't the only one to point to a Tosus in HaMoches HaBayis. So B'Kiv Eger, I found also here, just a tzir in itself, a Chidush of B'Kiv Eger, Misafkelei, Ayin, Bava Basra Samach Beis, Tosus Nimaschel Itmar. Weiter, a reference to Tosus and Bava Basra. So I went on a little bit of a hunt. What's everyone's quoting a Tosus of Baba Basra? The Rashash. Here also. The Rashash on our Tosus. Ayin Maram, Avo Ze'eno, Elo Sumchis, Kiyama Sumchis, Ukapirsha Tosus, Sham, Avu Rabban, Kuyam, Zem Rai. So again, the Marami doesn't like. V'li Nere, De Kivnu, L'masha Kosvu, Baba Basra, Samach Beis, De Masra Itmar. The three Adam already. We have the Pnei Yeshua, says, I saw Tosus in Baba Basra. The Kiv Eger says, look at Tosus Baba Basra. The Rasha says, look at Tosus Baba Basra. Okay, so what is Tosus Baba Basra? Samach Beis of that. This is after the Marmor Kama that I gave you. I couldn't have given it to you. I didn't have it until maybe yesterday. Whatever. Tosus Baba Basra, Samach Beis. Tosus is causing all kinds of cases where the psak isn't what we would expect it to be in the form of Motzmech Ravaraya. Diba Masri Itma, Rahai Gisa, Bitma Rahai Gisa, and then the psak happens to be Shuda. Shuda means the Dayanim's choice, okay, but not Hamotzmech Ravaraya. Afa Gav, Tosus says, the Be'alma, Bechol Duchti, Amin and Hamotzmech Ravaraya, Alavaraya, Be'uki Mona Becheskes Mare. Bein hecha de mesafke be'uv de hechi havi, whether it's Shaila in the story. Bein mesafke on bedina. Mefurish against the pshat that you brought that Pnei Yeshua said. And it could be a suffix in the tzias, in the story. It could be a suffix in the dina. And he brings that case above Abbasra in the third parak, that the machuk is Rabba and Rav Yosef, and the Shaila who the paskin like. And we say, but when machriya based on mukhzakus, Hecha de kaima zuzi tekum. There's two machlokas in there. One having to do with amigo gabi mammon, with money, and one having to do with the karka. So karka becheskas be'oleho medes, that's the muchzik over there, and money becheskas mare. So bein mesafkel on that, bein mesafkel on bedina. Also kehidep sof hashoel. Another example like that. Kach, yeah. Ella, so after being all the shekan nira lechachamim, lasos shuda. That's the case over there. Shuda, V'gabi kitsa be'esrim v'nasan l'olamit chatzayin, perek mishameis, another ma'isa there, the mesafkulan Reb Yossi, that inyan. So we say also, chokin. V'lo boi l'meimah ha'moch mech maraya. Af agav, the mistama l'osava kesumchis, the less hilchis ha'achi, not because of sumchis, we don't like sumchis. But what? Nirucham to say achok. V'chein, Rav Asi, the Perakama, the Bavakama. This is what the Rosh Hash and the Yeshua Kibega want us to know with this toast. V'chein Rav Asi, the Perakama, the Bavakama, Gabi Achin Shechoku, Uba Balcho, Vetar Vchelko Shechem Mehem, the Armina Nota Revia Bekaraka Vachuli, the Mesafka Rei, Ike Yorashim Ike Kuchos Dami. Which chat does it sound like he's going with? Sounds like maybe a Rashi. Well, the words of the Gemara, he means, according to the Gemara, the chokin, the lo amar hamotzi mechaber alav araya. And then he goes on with other things. It will be yeshnochin. He has four or five different examples where, even though the rule should have been hamotzi mechaber alav araya, but lemaisa, as he puts it, nira lechachamim, was a lesson nira lechachamim that lasos not to do. What does it mean? Nira lechachamim. And is that what Tosis means? Lo shayach bey. Lo shayach bey. Tosis means that nira lo shayach bey. Because apparently it's not the only place in Shas. The magia also one of the ghosts in the back of the Gemara is the father of Yisrael Salanter, the Ben Aryeh. Ben Aryeh is the father of Yisrael Salanter. So they have a ghost from him also in the back of the Gemara. And he's also mitzayin the Tosfos here as well as a few other places. This is Ayin Tosfos Bava Basra Samach Beis, that's the one we just read. Od Ayin Tash Beis, this I didn't have a chance to look at. Chav Chel Beis, Chel Reshayin Beis. The Tosfos Bechoros Memches. So I have another tziyun. Bechoros Memches Amid Aleph. Bechoros Memches Amid Aleph. Also Tosfos references Rav Asi. Dibra Maskil, the Amar of Asi, Taka Ar Inyan, Ar Memra. Achin Shechoku, Mechse Yorshin, Mechse Lukuchos. That's how it's quoted over here. Memchesamid Aleph. Tosu says, No Sidra Vasi, Isa be Perakama de Babakama Daftes, Ubi Bababasra Dafkuv Zain. The Prigi Hasam Achin Shechoku, Babacho, Betaraf, Chelgeshechemehem, the Ravam of Batlamachokes, the Yorshimem, Shmura Marviter, the kuchos shilubach rais, Rabasi mesafkel ben achasim anisharim. The revia ben achasim not bekarka v'chatzia achem b'mos. Shem de mesafkel ki yorshim not to akol bekarka or kol kuchos biach rais. V'yachol salko b'mos. Yeah, so he's discussing here. He brings the suffix as yorshim versus kuchos biach rais. That's like the second lashon of Rashi. Behemshach advarim. He brings Rashi's pshat. Also, Mesafkalei. Then he sings the Kasha Lepirazeh. Ilo havi lespukei liyorshim kilchus shilo b'achrayis, which is Rashi's pshat. Anyway, it's a long arichas, but then he brings in the following in the middle of the Tosis. Ulashon Rishon. This is what we want in this Tosis. I mean, there's a lot here that's Megara Sugya, but Kisos, two brothers, three brothers, but here he has the middle of the Tosis. Ugeloshen rishon shapirish bekundis bebavakama. Shenoto chatzi chelko bekarka. O bemos. Okay, this is clearly on Rashi's first pshat. Mishum de mesafkalon I have kiyarshin olakuchos shelo beachrais. Then he goes and he asks, Mil kasha menole lishas. Shemesafka Rabasi Kal Biyorshin Dilma Pshita Dilav Yorshin El Mesafka Yikavik Kukos Biachrais Kol Biachrais. That was the kasha that we had here. Then he brings a gush in Acheron, but let me just see where he talks about the kasha of the Im Toma Me'acha de Mesafka Rabasi Iki Yorshin Iki Kukos. Now here already you don't know what he's going on the first pshat of Rashi, second pshat. He's talking about both until now. Lema hamotz mechaber alav araya. Ad kedei kach, he says, da'afilu gesumches lo mestaver hachalom erchokin, besafik. Interesting. He doesn't even want sumches to work out here. V'yesh lomar, sheyesh devarim, te'echa da'adim mesupak l'chachamim, ki hacha, asu oso kevadei pal gahachi u pal gahachi. That's how he puts it. There are times when the chachamim have a suffix, and the chachamim will say, yachlok. Kida'ashkechan, and he brings another example or two. Mishamei, some of the examples that Tosus and Baba Basra quotes. No, what does it mean? Yesh tvarim de'echa da'din mesupak ki'acha asu oso kevadei pal gahachi u pal gahachi. And after everything, is that what Tosus means over here? Maybe you can catch as follows in the lesson of Tosus. Tosus says, De lo shayich bay. How could that fit with the Tosus of Baba Basra, Tosus and Bechoros? Maybe as follows. The famous Shaila, when you have psak of Motzei Avarai, so leave the money where it is. He's on the karka, let him keep the karka. Is that a chazaka that's machria, that we take on that is what it is, the Torah's vaday? Or is it only misafik, no, don't rock the boat, so to speak, leave it where it is, you have no right to take out the money from where it, the possession. So that's an old question, exactly what is the nature of cheskas mamon, to what extent do you see it as a vaday hachra in the safik? It could be that whatever the reasons Tosus says, a chachamim felt in certain instances, that they won't, that they'll allow the psak to be achlok. Tosis puts in Bechoros, it's as if they viewed it as vaday, half and half. That's what they do. In order for the chum to have the ability to do that, you first have to establish that it's not viewed as a vaday psak of Motzmei Avarai. It's a whole, the alternative would have been, no, leave it where it is, misafik. But the Chum felt, this case is different. Isolated cases we see fit to offer the Psak of Yachloku. But we first have to get out of the category of defining it as a Psak Vada. And then we could talk about this case we consider Yachloku. So maybe, what the various Achronim that was showing that the Mitzayim, the Tosus and Baba Basra, and then also Tosus and Bechoros, that the psak of Yachloku is because Acham see fit not to paskin Motzei Avarai, which we normally would do, but say Yachloku, and the words of Tosus do lo shayich bei Motzei Avarai, maybe as follows: do lo shayich bei, what's not shayich is to say the vados, the din vaday hamotzi mechaver olav raya, in the sense of that we are completely assuming that it's biyada, that he's right, he has it, and the hachra would be that we view it as if it is by him, and therefore there's no suffix at all. That's chal. So this means that's lo shaykh bay. Okay, now we can talk about the yachloku based on what the chum tzifit. I don't know, it's still a little bit I'm just trying to figure out how could the Mashash and the other thought that Tosus here means what he said over there with such short, curt lashon. At the end of the day, I don't have a karb shat in Tosus. You have all these suggestions that we could, try to think about. It's interesting that Tosus here, it's not the only place Tosus talks about it. Again, you have to know what's difficult. What pshat is he going on, and then what is he trying to say after that? Okay, so we'll try to just to remain to do still is, I mean, a lot of inyanim that sort of hover over the sugya. I know I gave you the rush in Baba Basra, the rush here. If you want to peek at Tosus Gittin Memches, that's also similar to the rush. If you want to also peek at the Ramban and the Mechamos as well, here, and then the Ramban and Baba Basra, there's a lot of different ways to go in terms of working out the Yorshin, Lekuchos, Breira, and not Breira, and the Riff here. So whatever we do, we do. We'll try to address that tomorrow.